U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins his first diplomatic trip to Asia today. He'll be in Japan meeting Prime Minister Shinzo Abe before continuing to South Korea and China. North Korea's nuclear program is expected to be a major focus of the four-day tour. Joining us now with more is Michelle Kellerman, NPR's diplomacy correspondent. She joins us today from the State Department. Hi there, Michelle.
Hi, nice to be here, Megan.
It's great to have you. So, first of all, we mentioned that Tillerson is going to be talking about North Korea's missile program with Asian allies. What does the U.S. hope to achieve with these meetings?
Well, I'm not really expecting any big policy pronouncements here. North Korea policy is very much under review here in Washington, as are a lot of other foreign policy matters. But this is a chance for him to reassure Japan and South Korea. Those are key allies in this. And also to nudge China once again to do more to pressure North Korea to stop these missile tests and get back to negotiations. He's also laying the groundwork for a U.S.-China summit that could come as early as April. I mean, this is an important relationship that goes beyond North Korea and security matters to things like trade.
Oh, interesting. So April is just around the corner here. What else is on the table beyond the summit and North Korea?
I think those are going to be the major issues. And, you know, North Korea's repeated missile launches recently and provocations are really going to be looming over all of this.
Yeah, I mean, I asked that and then suddenly it occurred to me as if that weren't enough. So, well, we should note that we are speaking to you from the State Department today. You are not traveling with Secretary of State Tillerson because this is his first international trip as U.S. America's highest diplomat, and he's not taking the usual press compliment that a secretary does with him. He did bring one White House reporter from the Independent Journal Review. That's a conservative online news outlet. So first of all, let me just ask you, Michelle, how unusual is it for a Secretary of State not to travel with a press pool?
It's never happened since I've been covering this beat. And this is clearly a break with tradition and a shock to those of us who have been covering this place, you know, that we've tended to be kind of a less political beat in the past, and our relationship with the State Department press office tended to be pretty professional. But the department claimed this time that they weren't taking reporters because they took a smaller plane. I'll note that the plane that they took was a 737, not the usual 757, so it is a bit smaller, but you can normally fit a pool reporter at least in that. And the one who was selected that you mentioned was chosen by Tillerson's team and is not a pool reporter.
Mm. Now, there have been reports that members of the administration have been saying that, you know, another reason why they were doing this was to save money. But just to be clear, I mean, as far as I understand, you would know better than me, that news outlets that send reporters with the secretary usually pay for many, if not all, of the expenses made by the reporter. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, we always joke that we're the only real paying members on the plane. We pay for seats on the plane and also, of course, our own travel, our own hotel bills, et cetera, meals. And even usually they charge us for, you know, the ground transportation that they organize for us as well.
I see. And so just so that folks know, Michelle, you have traveled with a number of secretaries, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, so members of administrations, both Republican and Democratic. I'm asking you a media question here, and I should get back to diplomacy, but what impact do you think it does have in terms of the American public's ability to understand the kind of diplomacy that's happening in their name if the pool isn't with the secretary?
Well, I think a lot. I mean, and that's something that those other secretaries that you mentioned understood, that, you know, to have somebody, have a press corps traveling around, not only watching what you're doing, but also getting a better sense of why you're doing things. We can explain it to the public better. It also shows the world that you're a democracy and you're transparent when you're traveling around with a big press corps.
Interesting.
And I think other secretaries have understood that.
Interesting. So not just important for what happens here, but also how foreign leaders see the secretary. So on that note, let me ask you, we have seen photos and read reports of Secretary Tillerson being left out of high-level meetings with foreign leaders. What is his standing in the administration right now?
Well, you know, by keeping such a low profile, countries have taken notice. I mean, Mexico's foreign minister skipped the State Department when he came to town last week. I'm writing today about U.S.-Saudi relations, and I see the Saudis spending a lot more time at the White House cultivating relations, for instance, with Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, than with Tillerson. So it's interesting.
Well, Michelle Kellerman is NPR's diplomacy correspondent, speaking to us today from the State Department. Michelle, thank you as always.
Thank you.